This is Phoenix FM.
Now, even more famous than that, even more famous than Prince George, is Jordan Cox. Hello.
Not quite, but thank you.
Getting there. Now, yeah. You first came into the studio here, probably, was it about sort of 6 months ago?
It was about April, I think.
Was it? It was quite a while ago. Now, if you remember Jordan from last time, I will give you a little bit of background. Jordan is into extreme couponing, which he will talk to you about. But since then, he's gone on to work with Martin Lewis from Money Saving Expert. Yep. He sold that company for, what is it?
28 million.
Bloody hell. Sorry, bloody hell. 28 million. Because I used to watch him on Daybreak or GMTV or whatever it was, because Martin Lewis is a superb smart guy, and all the things, you know, about swapping around your utility bills, but there's so much more, and that website is still there. So you can go and check out loads of money saving tips, which I would say probably a couple of years ago people were like, oh, don't want to do it, like with couponing, people were like, oh, but now we've hit the recession, more and more people are like, actually I want to save money on stuff. So you're going to be going on Daybreak soon, hopefully with Lorraine Kelly.
Well, it's kind of up in the air at the moment, but we're hoping to
do it it'll be in the next. But you've been on LBC.
Yes.
Little swine's going to LBC. And he's going back to LBC. I'm going with him as he's aging. Just say, this is not my mother, but she keeps following me. So tell everybody about the extreme couponing and how you got into it.
Okay, well, there's this show on TV called Extreme Couponing, and it's over from the US, and it's on TLC, I think, on Sky. And it's just about couponers and money savers saving like thousands of dollars worth of shopping and getting it all for free or really cheap. And they get like, you know, boxes of cereal, like 80 for free.
Yeah.
It's something stupid like that. And I just saw that and I just thought, if they can do it, why can't I bring that over to the US? Why can't I do that? Because we were running out of money. We had hard times in our family. So I just thought, if there's any way that we could change that, then I would. And I saw this show and it was just like a godsend.
Where'd you get all your coupons from? I mean, if people are out there thinking, oh, because you do see them sometimes when you go in, say if you went into, I'm just going to say a shop, the Co-op, they sometimes give you like a bit of information and you can sort of see, but where do you get the rest of them from all over the place?
It's mostly online. There are certain websites you can go on and you just press a button and they print straight out. Or even contacting manufacturers, complaining, oh, the packaging's not very good anymore. Or if you like the product, sometimes they send you a coupon with, like, a sympathy letter or saying thank you.
Yep.
So there are lots of ways to kind of explore and get them, especially like in-store magazines, like Tesco in-store magazines. They've got loads in there, and they're completely free. So I pick up like 30 magazines just because all the coupons are in there.
You can only sometimes redeem sort of one at a time as well,
sometimes,
can't you? Sometimes you can. But a lot of people, what they do is they save them up.
Yeah.
And then they can, you know, you can use them if you buy multiple purchases and it just takes the cost right down.
Yeah, it varies. Some of them say one per transaction, so you can only use it one per shopping trip. And then most of them say one per purchase, which is one per product.
Yeah.
So people can go in with like 20 coupons for crisps and use 20 crisps.
Yeah.
So then they get one off of each one.
What's the best deal you've got?
Ooh.
Would you say, out of everything you've done?
Probably free bread and butter. There was a coupon for £1 off clover and it was reduced to £1. So free butter. And then there was bread. I can't remember what deal it was, but in Tesco's there was like it might have been a free coupon for a free bread for bread or something. But I got that, so I had free bread and butter for dinner.
Yeah. Now, your mum must be... Your mum is ever so proud. She's not here today. She normally is. So, hello, mum.
Hello.
She's with Brentwood Operatic Society, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes, we'll be talking about
that
in a while.
She's one of the committee members.
I'd like to join. I can't do much. One thing we do want to say, you are looking for a famous voice. We are going to try and get Russell Brand, possibly. Well, I'm just going to start texting him like some stalker. But I think if everybody in Brentwood starts to text him, you might, and to tweet him, actually, you might get him to do some stuff for you.
It's kind of meant to be a secret to who the person is.
Oh, is it? Oh, don't use Russell Brand. Oh, my God, I've ruined it now. Yeah, but if he does do it, nobody has to know now, do they?
Well, if they're listening, then...
Oh, forget it. Just don't worry.
Okay, moving on.
Moving swiftly on. I've ruined it now. I'm so sorry. I've ruined it. You've been over to America.
Yes, I have.
How did you get invited? Did you get invited to go over?
Yeah, a company actually paid for me. They flew me out.
You cheapskate.
I'm a money saver, what can I say? Actually flew me out there, all expenses paid, to Orlando.
Yeah.
And I went to this conference called Save Up. It's from savings.com, which is one one of the biggest savings websites in the US, and I spent literally 3 days of just communicating with money-saving bloggers, and we had like dinner and we had like fun parties, and it was so cool.
All for free?
Oh yeah, all for free. One of the nights, actually, there was karaoke.
Yep.
And there was a live band as your backing track.
Oh wow.
So you like picked a song, and they'd all remembered all the song. They've got like a drummer, a guitarist, yep. And then you've got like backing vocals, and then you've got the words in front of you and you just sing, and there's people behind you playing their hearts out. It's absolutely amazing.
Excellent. I did see your little tweet about that.
Yes.
So yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to release a single?
If my agent allows it, then maybe.
No, he does have that. He's not joking. He has an agent.
I do. I've got one now.
I'm going to start saying I've got an agent. I don't think anyone's going to represent me. You were also, you were going to be going on, you can talk about, because you are going on to another radio station.
Yes.
Which is really good, because I quite fancy the guy you're going to see. You must tell him, because obviously you'll fall in love with me. No, you won't. Definitely not. So you're going to be doing some work for another radio station, which is splendid. Yes. I was also going to say you're setting up your own business as well.
Yes.
How old are you again?
I'm 16.
Do you know what? I said you were 18 earlier. I can't believe how young
really?
You are. Yeah. Added age to you. Didn't need it.
Oh.
16. God. I did tell your mum last time you came in, you probably will be Prime Minister by the time you're about 30. So tell us all about the business.
Well, I've started up my own company with two London businessmen. Mm. And it's meant to be a couponing website where people just get coupons so easily and so quickly. The couponing websites that we've got out at the moment aren't very good. They're very slow. You have to like sign in and then click 80 buttons before you actually get to print it out.
Yeah.
What we're looking to do is just one click, one print.
Yeah.
As easy as that. And also trying to develop maybe a mobile app to coincide with it. But we're looking to release that in October. It's called couponshop.co.uk.
Excellent. I have seen some of the websites when I've tried to get, you know, sometimes if you type in deals and stuff, and as you said, they are quite laborious to actually go through to get your coupon out. They're not straightforward, so yours is going to be really easy to use.
Oh, yeah, we're looking for the simplicity kind of value to it, so people won't be discouraged if it's a lot of clicks or a lot of stuff to get through.
And what would be your top tip at the moment for saving money?
My top tip?
Yes, top tip. Just to put you on the spot while you're sat there.
Yes, probably couponing is growing so much.
Yeah.
So if you haven't cut out a coupon, if you haven't used a coupon, even if it's just like your Tesco club card or your Nectar points, you can save money, and it is so, so easy to. And I just don't think people actually understand that yet.
Also, I did say this morning when I got my mobile phone, I had a look at the website on my mobile network, and mm-hmm. they gave me a price that was horrendous. They wanted to be £180 for the phone, my new iPhone.
God.
And then I looked somewhere else, and I would have got it for £29. So I rung them up, and before evening, I said, hold on a minute. I said, don't even tell me what my new package could be. I said, this is what the other company are doing. Can you match it? And he went, just about, and they did it for the same. But that was only because I asked. Otherwise, normally,
absolutely.
You would have just paid. So I did that, and I saved myself over £150 quid.
And that's something that I preach. The worst they can do is say no.
Yeah.
I've gone into, like, high street stores, and said, look, this top has got a hole in it. Can I have a discount?
You didn't put it?
It
there, did you?
No.
Are you off face?
No. I swear. No, I didn't.
Jordan, your face is going, hey, I never did that. Go on, carry on.
But yeah, I managed to get like an £80 jacket that was half price at 40 for like 30.
Yeah.
And that's just by asking, and I got a £10 off.
Yeah.
So it's so, so easy.
You know they're going to put your picture up in Brentwood, don't you? They'll be like, do not let this man into this shop. That'll be... Because he'll want a deal.
I will, yeah.
Best place
that's
to go.
Who I am.
Morocco actually is a good place to go because they're always bartering. If you go to somewhere like Morocco, you never pay the actual price.
Something.
Yeah. Mm. I think that should be what high street shops are actually now. I'm not going to give you 10 quid, I'll give you a fiver for it. And if we were a bit more like that, you probably would be able to get that bartering.
Yeah. Well, you've seen it on like The Apprentice, where they have like the haggling episodes where they have to get certain things for really cheap. Mm. I mean, it's the same principle.
Yeah.
It can be done. It's not just for TV purposes, because I can do it, so.
And you're 16?
Yes.
Told you taking over the world. Told that to your mum when you came in last time. Taking over. Jordan for Prime Minister. I'll get in there first. I want to be in the cabinet somewhere. Probably just sat there drinking scotch. I don't actually drink. That's a bit of mine. I do. I have a glass of wine now and again. I mustn't get mustn't lie too much on the radio. You're going. Are you any plans to go back over to America? What about Oprah Winfrey? I can imagine you doing her show.
Yeah. Or Ellen DeGeneres.
I love Ellen.
I know.
Have you not actually approached her?
No.
Get your agent to approach her.
Yes. Oh my God! Free trip to America as well.
Oh, I'd like. I think Ellen is. I do like Oprah, but I think Ellen is fantastic.
Yeah.
We need to get you on there.
Mm. I've been watching a lot of Fox News as well. If I could get on there.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, other one you want to try for? I'll tell you. I actually won't tell you on air because it'd be a bit. I don't know. Keep it a secret. So if people want to find out more about you, where can they go? Because you've got you. Have you got a blog going? And you've got you're on Twitter.
I'm starting up a blog on my new website.
Yes. So, give it again.
Couponshop.co.uk, but it's being released in October, so stay tuned.
Okay, and you're on Twitter as well.
I am. I'm at Jordan_Cox or at CouponingUK for my couponing Twitter.
Excellent. So you've got loads more coming up. You're really, really busy. So you're going to be going off and doing some work with some. Can we say that?
Some what, sorry? Yes.
Can we say the word? Sorry. Yes. I've been hearing that. Martin Lewis from TV. You're going to be doing... You've done some work with him already.
Yeah, I did some 2-week work experience with him. And, yeah, it was over in Shepherd's Bush. So I had to get up stupidly early. And it was in, like, the hottest week of the year as well, which wasn't good. But, yeah, it was a good experience.
And you're going to go back and do some more with Martin, are you?
I'm possibly going to, yes.
Yeah. And what did you think? What's he like? He comes across really... Because I've seen him on the TV and he obviously got the Money Supermarket. Used to have that. Sold it, as you said, for £28 million.
Yes.
So he must be doing okay. What's he like to work with?
He is, just as you can see him on TV, he is over the top. He is so passionate about what he does. And he's just generally a nice guy. I can't say a bad word. I can't say a bad word
about
him.
Well, you can't now. You're on the radio,
This is being recorded.
So what you're hoping... Yeah, I'm going to pay this. What you're hoping for is that your website, in about 2 or 3 years, you're going to sell it for £28 million. That's what it is, isn't it?
And more.
And more. Excellent. You can buy this station and then make me, I don't know, just like let me broadcast 24/7. That'd be nice.
Maybe.
So just tell us quickly about Brentwood Operatic.
We've got a new show coming up in October. It's called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Mm-hmm. And I've got one of the lead roles as Bud Frump. And it's going to be a really good show. Tickets range from £14 to £16, I think.
And you're singing?
I am, yes.
Can you give us anything
but
now?
I'm singing with a very nasally voice because I am playing like a geek that's really stuck up.
All right.
So it won't be my actual voice. That's not how I sing.
Yeah.
I'm singing through my nose.
Excellent. Lovely. Well, it's better than singing out of any other orifice. Careful how I say that.
should I go now?
Sorry, just ruined the end of the interview. I'll cut that bit out, don't worry. Thanks very much for coming in to see us.
Thank you.
And you'll be in again soon.
Yes, I shall do.
Especially when you've sold your company for about £40 or £50 million.
Yeah, just slip you a few 500.
Yeah, well, I want to get my teeth done, you see, and I know it's going to cost me about £25,000.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Not really bad caps, but you know when they do those nice lumineers, you know, you just might go, and you've got really white teeth.
100% interest rate, I think.
Thank you. Right, 10:43, I'll be back with some travel after this.